On Saturday, July 27th, from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at Forest Park in Everett, Washington, it's time for the Nubian Jam. The Nubian Jam celebration is an opportunity for the residents of Snohomish County to share in the richness and beauty of the African American heritage and culture. Recently, I interviewed Dan Vanique Reed, one of the event organizers, and she broke it down for me. This is All the Way Authentic. I'm your host, Kevin P. Henry.
Okay,
who are you, Dan? Who are you, Dan Vanique?
Who am I?
Well, my name is Dan Vanique Royale. I'll say my whole name, Royale Bletson Reed. While I am a Washingtonian, I've been a resident of this county, Snohomish County, for, I would say 40 years or close to it. So for the majority of my life, I've been here. So I would say I'm a home girl. Let's see. I'm the president of the Snohomish County Black Heritage Committee. I've been in that position for at least 10 years. And I got into that role, I would say, I won't say by accident, but it wasn't something that I was really, it wasn't on my radar, so to speak, or anything that I was necessarily planning to do. Was God's plan, I guess. My father, Mr. Frederick Bletson, was a community activist, did a lot of good community work in this town, in this city, in this county when I was growing up. And he and my father, my mother would too. So we would go to meetings and different events with our parents. And so I guess that seed was planted in me and my sisters. And so not really knowing that it was being cultivated, it was. And so when the time came, when there needed to be a leader, you know, for someone to rise up and take that position, it was me. So that's kind of how I did it. Didn't really know how long I would be doing it. And to be honest with you, Mr. Henry, I don't really know at the time if I knew what a gift it was that I was being given, and the totality of it and the responsibility of what would be to come. I just said yes. And so that's how I got into the role. And of course, Snohomish County Black Heritage Committee started in 1993. And our mission is to educate the residents of this county about the richness of our culture and our heritage. And the way that we do that, we put on events throughout the year. We start out the beginning of the year with the Greater Everett Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration. That's been going on since 83. So again, a very long time. That particular event did not start under Snohomish County Black Heritage Committee. It was formed through the Black churches and the governor, Booth Gardner at the time, and the mayor, but it kind of needed a home later. And so it's became under the auspice of Snohomish County Black Heritage Committee. So yeah, we put on the Martin Luther King Community Celebration. We put on Winterfest, which is again highlighting contributions of Black people in this country, in this county, in this community. It's kind of a celebration to honor Black History Month, if you will. We put on the Root Stems and Roses and Rosebud Celebration, which honors our seniors and our youth. And then our signature event is the Nubian Jam. That has been going on 32 years this year, 31, 32 years. So those are the events that we put on. We also have the Youth Initiative. We just took a group of young people to Washington, D.C. last year and went to the African American Museum, and we toured the White House. So again, it's exposing our young people, again, planting seeds into them, giving them an opportunity to see something, you know, that they might not have the opportunity to see or to experience. And it is investing into our youth.
Well, you've mentioned several things that I wanted to touch on. And one thing you mentioned about in your own personal experience in your family with your dad, kind of planting these seeds that influenced you. And like seeds, you know, you have seeds and then you water the seeds. Because sometimes you can plant the seed, but if you don't water them, what happens to the seeds? They disappear and shrivel up or die. And I think it just speaks to the importance of family, community, churches, introducing children to their heritage, to their identity, because I know for me, and I'm older than you, I mean, there was so much I didn't learn in school. There was so much I didn't learn just in my community growing up. And I was surrounded by a lot of, you were talking, I was a kid in the 60s. I remember when Martin Luther King got killed, and I remember the Watts riots because I grew up in Los Angeles, but nobody really explained to me why this was going on. I mean, I just knew because I think what was happening then is, and for a lot of black parents back then, they were trying to protect themselves. I mean, or protect their children, I should say, from the same things they had to endure. Because my parents had come from the segregated South. My mom lived in segregation until she moved from New Orleans to Los Angeles in like 1954 or something like that. So I think it's so important that the community and you know, everyone in a child's life starts introducing them to, and not in a traumatic way, but in a way that will instill in them a sense of identity and pride, and also get them prepared to deal with some of the inevitable racism that they're going to run into and oppression. So let's talk about the Nubian Jam. Why don't you describe that to me, as, you know, as if you just ran into me and I said, "Hey, I heard about this Nubian Jam." I mean, what's that all about? And why is it important?
Well, simply put, the Nubian Jam is a celebration. It's a celebration of who we are as Black people. The word, that is popular unapologetically, who we are as Black people, where we can be free, let our hair down, express ourselves, give our youth an opportunity to express themselves and to exercise their gift. We honor our seniors, our graduates. We have all kinds of wonderful local vendors and entertainment. Again, the Nubian Jam, the inception of it came in a dark time. So we just were celebrating Juneteenth, and recently I shared that there are some parallels with Juneteenth holiday and even the work that we do in Snohomish County Black Heritage Committee. And so one of the parallels is, Juneteenth, we're celebrating, right, the emancipation of all slaves, right, all Black people who are enslaved. But Snohomish County Black Heritage Committee, it is a celebration, but it was birthed from the Rodney King riots. So when Rodney King was brutally beaten by the police officer, law enforcement in California, that was a scary time for Black people, and maybe others as well. But I'm a Black woman, so I'm gonna speak for my people. We were scared. And to see that, right now, with the smartphones, there's all types of footage and information that we can see, and with the expansion of internet. But at that time, that was kind of something new to kind of see that happening. And we know throughout history this type of stuff has happened to us as a people, but to have it documented, to have it recorded, and it to be on a platform that the whole world could see, I was like, wow, a different, it just kind of magnified it or amplified it, to took it to a different level. And so it was a very scary time for Black people here in Snohomish County. We do not make up a huge population here. And so we, to be outnumbered by white people and to have this happen, it was like, am I next? And so many of the parents, many of the youth, and again, our churches have always been a pillar, throughout history and even then and even today. they were kind of that pillar. So they gathered to the different local churches and talked to the different clergy and talked to different community leaders. Ron Gibson, that we honor, is it Ron Gibson Center, the VOA?
Oh, Carl Gibson, right.
Carl Gibson, Ron Gibson is his son. He was a politician. He is a was a politician as well. But Carl Gibson, I mean, I would say he ran circles around the work that I do. This was like the giant, Mr. Carl Gibson, and many others. And so we went to people such as Carl Gibson and other people and said, "Hey, what can we do to protect our youth, protect our families, give them a space where they can share, give them a space where we can strategize and come up with a plan to ensure their safety." So that's when the planning of something took place. Later that year, that next year was the 100th anniversary of the city of Everett. And Miss Marilyn Quincy, who's actually one of the matriarchs of Snohomish County Black Heritage Committee, she's still with us. She's still active on our executive committee. She still comes to the Nubian Jam every year. She also was a mover and a shaker at that time, and she had connections with the city of Everett. And so she approached the mayor and said, "Hey, this is the centennial of the city of Everett. You know, Black people have been here since this was a city. We've contributed and we want to partake." And so the mayor gave us space and said, "Yeah, we'll come up with what you guys want to do and we'll give you space." So again, the formation, it came out of a dark place with the Rodney King situation. And then through conversating and talking and kind of planning, blah, 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 you come up with the Nubian Jam. So we had the Nubian Jam was picnic style. We had sweet potato pie contest. We had the sack races, and it was just a time for us to come together, a safe space, a safe time where we could be with each other, we could laugh, we can dance, we can sing, we could fellowship. And talk. We did talk about these issues, and we did strategize ways to keep each other safe and ways where we could support each other when we did go through different, incidences.
Well, thank you very much for such a detailed explanation of the context of this. Because sometimes what people will do is they'll say, oh, that's just another one of those events in the summer. And it is. But at the same time, it has this very much deeper significant meaning. And, as I've said, personally, I feel like, and this is, I'm prefacing my next question to you. This is so important to the Black community, but it's also so important to everyone, whether you're Black or not. Because sometimes what I'll hear, and I'm sure you've heard it, well, that's for Black people. Juneteenth, that's a Black holiday. That's the, I have not, has nothing to do with me as a white person or any other race person. And so, it occurred to me the other day, I'm thinking, if it white people created Juneteenth, and I say that because if there was no slavery and history hadn't played out like it did, there wouldn't have been a Juneteenth because there wouldn't have been slavery to celebrate the freedom from. So when white people say, well, what's that got to do with me? I said, well, it has a lot to do with you or at least your ancestors. And the thing is that right now there's such a pushback against teaching history and, well, we don't want to, we don't want to upset children by, telling them what happened in the past. Let's just forget about that. And, I call them the we are the world moments. It's like, let's just hold hands and sway back and forth and not talk about all that stuff because it's divisive. And I always say, how can history be divisive? History is something that happened. And we see people trying to distort it right now, diminish it. I mean, there's been quotes coming out of Florida and in various places. Well, yeah, slavery was bad, but the slaves benefited from it because they learned skills that they could apply later on in life. So I'm like thinking, what are we missing the point here? So for these white people or people that just say, well, what's this got to do with me? How would you respond to that in terms of why they should come, even if you're not a quote Black person, to the Nubian Jam?
Well, to piggyback off of what you've talked about, Mr. Henry, I mean it's well, we're Americans, number one. We're this is our home. I say this land is your land, this land is my land, this is our land. It's we the people, right? And it's not Black history or white history, it's American history, it's our history. It makes us who we are as the United States of America. And until we acknowledge that, true growth, true progress, true freedom really can't be. And so the Nubian Jam offers a space where Black people can come together and celebrate. But it's an opportunity for red, yellow, Black and white, purple, green to come and to share too, and to learn and to celebrate with us. It's not a Black thing. This is again our county. This is our community. This is our city, and we're just contributing to the richness of the culture overall. We are contributing to the beauty of this community overall, and we want other people to partake in that. We want other people to celebrate and to learn and to network and to build relationship. Because we are better together, right? I bring my differences, you bring your differences, so and so bring, and that's how we make the cake. That's how we grow. And so, yeah, we have to get out of this mindset of it's a Black thing, it's a white thing. I do think that culturally there are we should honor who we are as individuals and in our culture. But to say, oh, well, you can't participate in that. Well, how, why not? And how will they learn? How will, like you said, even Juneteenth, that's an opportunity to learn about, the true history. 'Cause you're right, they're not teaching it in school. We weren't taught it in school. So come to different events that do celebrate it so you can learn really the truth. And then when you know the truth, you're enlightened and you're free and you can share it with someone else and they can share it with someone else. And that's how we grow. That's how we progress.
Well, that was very well put, and it reminds me of the fact that, to piggyback on what you're saying, it's like the 4th of July, and the 4th of July, everybody gets a day off. We're all, put the flags out on the front porch, the whole thing. And in reality, the 4th of July has nothing to do with anyone that wasn't a white person. Native Americans, Black people, other minorities who might have been in the country in 1776 were not free, or if they or they were oppressed in some way. So, but yet we're expected to participate in that at the same time. And then throughout the year, you have Memorial Day. I participate in Memorial Day. I'm not, obviously I'm still alive. I'm not a veteran. All of that. So you're right. We're better together. We can all come together and celebrate, as we used to say in the DEI world, celebrate the differences. I think sometimes there's this tendency because people get uncomfortable, especially if they're not accustomed to focusing on racial differences. They want to get away from it. So they just want everybody, oh, Dan Vanique, I'm just colorblind. I don't see you as a Black woman. I just see you as Dan Vanique. Because then you don't have to address, be accountable, or look at anything out of your comfort zone. And as I've said to a couple people, because I've known, and this is not their fault, but I've known a lot of white people over the years who they are not used to focusing on their whiteness. They're not reminded of it. They aren't oppressed because of it. They aren't, pulled over by the police because of it. So when people of color start talking about things, we can be accused of, oh, why is everybody so obsessed with race? Well, because I could probably go turn on the TV right now and hear about a hate crime. Just in fact, I just want to bring this up, not to be a downer, but recently there was a white man in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, that was arrested by the FBI because he was found to be planning to have a to show up with several people at a rap concert with where Black people would be and start killing people, like one of those mass shooter type situations. But fortunately, he was telling all of this to an FBI informant.
So right off the bat, like you said, when the thing that happened with Rodney King, you know, some people might say, well, that happened in LA and that was this random thing. Well, I mean, after the shooting at the movie theater in Colorado, I don't know if you remember that, where the people got shot up in a, you know, I go in a movie theater and I start kind of looking around, okay, because it's in the back of my mind. I go to a mall, I go to a concert. You know, you go into certain areas, even in the Pacific Northwest, where you go, okay, this doesn't feel quite as comfortable as it does in the CD. So these are things that a lot of people don't have to think about. And I think that the Nubian Jam offers that opportunity to celebrate. And also, one of the things I really like about it is the networking. I just meet so many different people that I didn't even know that were doing the same kind of work. So in closing, why don't you give out more information as far as how can people find out about the Nubian Jam? How can people find out about the Black Heritage, you know, your group? And give me the commercial ad here.
Give you the pitch, huh?
Yes, the
Well,
pitch.
you can go to NubianJam.com to get more information about Nubian Jam. If you're interested in being a part or learning more about the Snohomish County Black Heritage Committee, you can go to www.scbhcwa.org. So information about our organization, the different activities that we put on throughout the year, are listed on our website. But if you specifically want to know more about Nubian Jam, just go to NubianJam.com. It'll be Saturday, July 27th, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Forest Park. Get there early so you can get a parking space. We will have overflow parking at the Compass Health, and there will be a shuttle leaving every 15 minutes. So all of that information is on the website as well. But just come, expecting to have a good time. Come expecting to meet great people, to hear great music, and honoring, like I said, our seniors and our youth, and eating some good food, and just celebrating life, celebrating life, celebrating each other, celebrating this county, celebrating our community. It's about celebrating and fellowshipping. So come on out.
All right.
You have been listening to All the Way Authentic. I'm your host, Kevin P. Henry.